Okay, we're picking up with our new topic, the halachas of the 3 weeks. Again, we hope that this should be halacha velo lemaisa, but we should know the halachas when coming into it. So, we know that there is a practice to not get married during the 3 weeks. So, we're going to start off with the din is based on the Braisa in Yevamos and Daf Mem Gimel. The Braisa says that kodem hazman hazeh, that people would be allowed to work, marisin of alo konsin, that we do not have nisuin, which means a marriage. So now, what exactly is kodem hazman hazeh? That kodem sounds like it's referring to kodem shavu shechalbo. And Rashi over there says kodem shabbat shechalbo tishabav, like that, pesocha, which would mean, many understand that to mean the 9 days. So definitely not going to be halachas of necessarily the 3 weeks. And there are Rishonim that understands that mishenichnasav matim esimcha, that specifically is a reference to simchas nesuin, and that would be aser medina of the Mishnah already to not get married during the time of from Rosh Chodesh Av until after Tisha B'Av. Now again, so that is all medina de Gemara. So where is this idea, this minag not to get married already from Shivasa B'Tama? So this is already in early Rishonim. The Sefer Ma'oros, it brings down that the minag is not to get married, and also similar, not to get a haircut, but we'll get to that as well, from Yud Zayin Batambas until Tisha B'Av, and a person should not be mezalzel in this minag, and that is the kolbo also. Another Rishonim says that we do not get married from Shivasar Batambas and onward, we do not get married at that point. This would be something which is mitzad minag that we're very machbir about. We do not get married already from Shivasar Batambas, la halacha, the Ramah. Many of the halachas are going to come is coming from the Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph. Here in Siv Beis, the Ramah writes that we have the minug not to get married. Noagin lahachmer, she'ein nosim yedzar metamas ve'elach until Tisha B'Av. That is our minug, a very strong minug for Ashkenazim that we are very makbid about. We do not get married from Shivasar Batambas. So it's important already to note that there's a very beautiful idea which is going to, for many halachas, line up with the dinim that we see in Shulchan Aruch and later Achronim, but for certain things it's going to be nuanced and different, and that is Rav Soloveitchik's approach to the whole idea. It's a very beautiful idea and a very nice lamdus idea, but he even took it halacha l'maisa. He held it very stark, he held it to mamash halacha l'maisa, so it's going to lead to some kulas and some chumras. He said that normally, Rachman al Tzadon, when you have an avil, someone who passes away, so it's a tremendous shock for the person, the family, the Zion Krovim, who are sitting shiva for them, really for the child mainly, and it's a person is in a tremendous amount of grief and pain. So what we do is we start by the first day we tell them, don't do any mitzvahs, right? Where you're taking care of the body, don't do any mitzvahs, you don't do anything. And then we go and we say, you have a shiva, you don't learn Torah, focus on the niftar, talk about the dead person, you have your shiva house, you dive in there, you don't leave your house, you're in a tremendous amount of grief and pain, and then you have that. Then you continue and you have shloshim. Shloshim kind of eases you out of it a little bit. You still don't get a haircut, you don't shave. And then after the Shloshim, you go into Yud Beis Chodesh, which is easing it even a little more. You're allowed to shave, allowed to get a haircut. You still don't go to parties and other halachas that apply during the Yud Beis Chodesh. But it's much more makel than halachas of Shloshim. That would be the avilus that a person has, Rahman Tzav, when a person is mourning the death of a parent. Says Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully that the exact opposite is done for avilus Hishana. This is an avilus which we know about. We know it's coming. We know that we're about to start the period of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. We know that Tisha B'Av is going to be, so we ease our way in the exact opposite order. We start with halachas that are parallel after Yom Beis Chodesh. That is the halachas of 3 weeks. We parallel those after the halachas of 3 weeks. Then we go into Rosh Chodesh Av, which is going to be, many halachas going to be like Shloshim. And then we have the day which is like Shiva, which is the day we're sitting Shiva, is the day of Tisha B'Av itself. And even certain halachas are even more chamer than Shiva, the days of Tisha B'Av itself, which is going to be like Mishmei Samuta Vafana, we don't put on tefillin. Certain halachas are going to be mamash, like we do nothing, not everything, but that is how we view this Avilus mourning the Beis HaMikdash. So he mamash held of this halacha al-maisa, so that's going to be, I'll just give one example where it's a conventional minig of the Achronim is brought down and Rosh Soloveitchik differed, would be that of shaving during the 3 weeks. So according to Rav Moshe and many of the standards seemingly of the Achronim is that you are not allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. But according to Rav Soloveitchik's approach, there is no iser to shave after during the after after Shloshim, a person who looks unclean, unkempt, and not nice, then a person would be allowed to shave. So similarly, if a person doesn't look good, it's at the point where he doesn't look good, then he'd be allowed to shave and even potentially get a haircut if it really looks bad. But usually, you can get a haircut 3 days or 4 days before that, so it's not going to look bad for those whole 3 weeks. But Be'etzem, that's how Rav Soloveitchik would hold in difference to other shitas. So here, this would work out very nice. Rav Soloveitchik would agree with this halacha pashut, meaning during Yer Beis Chodesh, a person does not attend weddings, so he certainly doesn't go to a wedding, doesn't get married. And similarly, so that would be the same halacha. That would line up nicely with the Rav Soloveitchik's approach as well. And that is the shita that Ashkenazim hold of. We hold of this. You're not allowed to get married during the 3 weeks. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem. In the next daily halacha, we will get into already, what about the night before Shivasar Batamas, and is the shita of the Sfardim with regards to the entire, just for this halacha, we'll start with one at a time, halachas of getting married, Be'ezus Hashem, in the next daily halacha.